is okay to stand in meditation. It's just fine to open your eyes if you find your mind and your body are sleepy and heavy. And you may find it helpful to open up to your whole body. Sometimes you may be aware of your breath, other times a sound. Then you may notice your bottom on the cushion, your tongue on the roof of your mouth, the coolness of your hands, a piece of clothing on your body. It's another way to practice, to let your awareness take in all that you experience through your sense doors. Through your sound, the touch, the smell, the taste, the hearing, and the seeing, and the thinking mind. And of course, it's always okay to come back to your breath and the in and out of your breath. And it's okay to rest your exhausted mind. It's okay to allow peace in your mind, in your body, and in your heart. you may notice after a time of wandering that the mind does this. You may notice the well-worn path it takes into the past and into the future. These thoughts, these stories that we tread many times before, this planning for, this recreating, this wanting things to be different than they were, this trying to make them something that hasn't happened yet. You may notice that when your mind does this, travels these well-worn paths, that there may be a second thought or feeling of non-acceptance, of not okayness. The "I shouldn't be thinking these thoughts, I should be mindful on my cushion or chair." The judging your experience. The wanting yourself or your experience to be different. And these judging thoughts, these planning thoughts, these wanting and not wanting, thinking, are also prone to become well-worn paths in our mind, in our hearts. This practice helps us to remember to return to our breath and our body and to let go of the past, and to not need to enter into the thinking about the future. This practice helps us to remember to come back to ourselves. That nothing more is needed than this moment here. You can come back to here and let go of those addictive thought patterns. from a Tibetan master, Soibo Rinpoche. Rest in natural great peace, this exhausted mind, beaten helpless by karma and neurotic thought. Like the endless waves in the infinite ocean of samsara. Samsara is this endless cycle of the world that we live in when we hold on. Rest in natural great peace, this exhausted mind, beaten helpless by karma and erotic thought, like the endless waves in the infinite ocean of samsara. For the last few minutes of this sitting, I invite you to rest in the great ocean, in the natural peace, and not in the waves. We'll have the last walking period of the day. And then we'll come back for a short talk and some discussion. So see if you can bring your whole self to this walking period. Really a celebration of the whole day of practice and the commitment to bring mindfulness and awareness in your whole self to this investigation of our thinking mind and our body. It's a great undertaking. So we can take our weary bodies and bring some aliveness into it. On your side of the bottom, taking some mindful steps in the path. And Laura will ring the bell and